And now we read from the story of Nutkin the Squirrel.
Nutkin's early life was spent in the state of South Carolina, and as far as we can tell, in a state of contentment. She apparently had plenty of nuts to eat and trees to climb, and her male friends, while not particularly handsome, did have nice personalities. Life was good. Dark clouds began to gather, however, in November 2002.
Now, if this doesn't sound familiar to you, we should be clear that this is not the prose of Beatrix Potter in her children's book, The Tale of Squirrel Nutkin. This is by a judge in Pennsylvania, one Joseph Hudock, ruling that a couple may keep their pet squirrel.
Jean and Barbara Goslin rescued an injured squirrel when they lived in South Carolina. The trouble in the fall of 2002 came when the couple moved to Pennsylvania. There, a state game commissioner charged them with possessing a wild animal without a permit. Barbara Goslin said she never saw herself as a freedom fighter, but Nutkin was worth it, and the squirrel had a very good life with them.
We have a large outdoor enclosure. It's 12 feet high, 20 feet long, and 12 feet wide. And it's all open screening. We moved it here from South Carolina.
So as you waged this battle for more than a year and a half, was it safe to keep Nutkin there at the house? Were you worried that a game commissioner might confiscate the pet?
Well, in the beginning, for over a year, there was a friend of ours that kept her in hiding. And then circumstances arose. We had to bring her back. And believe me, we were terrified. But my husband built a large cage. And we kept her in the kitchen and only put her out in the big pen during warm days. And like I said, we lived in terror.
But now, did I hear you correctly that Nutkin had to go on the lam for a while, had to go
yes.
to a safe house?
Someone else had to keep her in a safe house. And that person actually, what, I owe him a debt of gratitude.
That person who shall not be named.
No, he shall not be named.
Now, with your animal tucked away in a safe house somewhere, and with the two of you, you and your husband, spending thousands to take on the government, did you have a sense at some point that this is a case where truth really is stranger than fiction?
Well, I don't know. I'm 67 years old, and I was just brought up to fight for my rights. To me, that's the spirit of America. If you're in the right, you fight.
You know, when you actually got the decision and saw the judge's ruling, And he talks about your situation, and he took it very personally. He sort of inserted himself in the ruling. Would you mind reading part of that for us?
The game officer acknowledged that the squirrel was too old and too tame to be released to the wild, a situation akin to that of an old appellate judge, like the undersigned, attempting to return to the boiling cauldron of the trial court after being tamed by years of peace and quiet above the fray.
So now that Nutkin is back in your clutches, no longer a fugitive from the government, how does she spend her days?
Well, like any other squirrel, she plays, she buries nuts, she eats the things she likes. She's very well fed. She gets plenty of fruits and vegetables. She takes her noon nap, and then she comes out and plays more, and then in the evening, she gathers up her little Kleenexes and disappears into her little nest box. So she's quite contented.
Well, Barbara Goslin, thank you so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome.
Barbara Goslin and her husband, Gene, the couple will be allowed to keep their squirrel, Nutkin.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.